Welcome back to the Language and Culture Fair, which is taking place at the Knights of Columbus Hall. This is K103.7's live coverage, going to be going all the way up until 7 p.m. this evening, but the fair itself is going to be going all the way up until 8 o'clock. And I'm joined by Wardy Zoze Lahash, who is, of course, one of the organizers of this whole event. And wow, what an event it has been.
Yes, isn't it something? It's really fantastic the way everything's turned out. Being a part of the Language and Culture Network and the ideas that were shared, and how can we come together as a community and highlight and showcase all of the work that's being done with our language and culture. And when we thought of the idea of this fair, I mean, we didn't know what to expect. It's the first one in our community. It's the first time that we're having something like this. So the way things have turned out, it's been really wonderful, and it's very rewarding for everybody involved.
The turnout has been pretty spectacular, especially for today. Yesterday, I thought we had a lot of people. Today, I think we got the rest.
Yeah, the weather turned out better. Yesterday was very very windy out there. So the sun is shining, and the room's jumping with excitement. I mean, and there's a lot going on. You can hear the noise level. It's fun. It's exciting. There's something for everybody here.
No, it's just perfect timing, too, because, you know, for the language and culture, just to happen to fall on, you know, Cultural Awareness Month, you know.
Yes.
It was originally, set for another date, but unforeseen, unfortunate circumstances took place. But, you know, it all came together today, and it just seemed to work out perfectly.
Yes, it did. We were originally supposed to have this back in November, if everybody may remember, but we decided as a team to make that decision and postpone it for better times in our community. And the Cultural Awareness Month is the perfect opportunity to have something like this. It's pretty much launching the month, so there's a month full of different events and presentations and activities surrounding our language and culture that are going to be happening. But to actually launch with something like this event, it's been really something.
With the Language and Culture Network, which is you're a part of, as well as a lot of the people who are set up on display here, you know, it's really a spectacular sight to see it all come together again. And I want to just again get your thoughts on, you know, the gathering of all this, and you know how beautiful it is.
Yeah, the Language and Culture Network, we're going on our 1 year anniversary in May, so we've been meeting monthly and sharing ideas, discussing different things. What can we do with language and culture? What are we currently doing? What are the needs? So this type of event is something that's a part of the network. And we're always looking for different ideas. We encourage everybody to become involved. Is there something that the community is lacking? So let us know. And we'll discuss it as when we come together with the network. And we're always looking for different ideas on how we can encourage the language and culture in the community.
Can we think of like an example of what exactly you're looking for? Like, you know, like an event like today, but what else?
Well, for the future, I mean, we have an evaluation form circulating in the room, so we're looking for feedback. We want to hear from everybody, the community members, organizations that are participating today, the different programs available in the community. What are your needs? What are you looking for? If you may have an idea that somebody has never thought of, and you know, it could turn out like this successful event today.
Yeah. If our listeners wanted to come here, want to know what's going on, can you explain to them like the reason why they should come check this out?
I think it's important for the community to be aware of what is offered and what is available. Sometimes you may not know what one organization or the other is doing, what's available for the children in terms of language and culture, the youth in our community, adults in general. If you want to start learning language, it is possible. It's never too late to learn. There's different programs that are currently operating within the community that you can take advantage of. So you need to come down here and take a look at what's being offered. Everything's on display. There's people here to answer your questions. There's different opportunities, like I said.
And there's all kind of different displays displayed here. There's a lot with education, a lot with certain programs, you know, involving parents and their children. And right across from us, I've been looking at this one for quite a long time. You know, David McCumber is teaching, you know, skills of, you know, I guess I wouldn't say survival skills, but, you know, just like learning to being able to live like in
more naturally, I would say. Yeah, I haven't been able to check out his booth just because it's been busy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people passing through, and he's doing some great presentations explaining his work.
Huh?
So it's a very interesting booth to try and stop by and check out. And we also have Richard Nolan here with basket making. So there's plenty to see and plenty to do. So we encourage Kahanawake Hirono, come out, Guahongarawi Sound Ezawe. So please be sure to stop by the Language and Culture Fair. We're here till 8 o'clock. You'll have an opportunity to purchase half and half. That's always popular. We're excited to see what the total will be. There's door prizes available. The various booths are doing giveaways. There's games. There's the kids zone. If you want to bring your children, there's something for them to do. Keep them busy. We have Dudadana Okwari, which is very popular. That adds to the excitement of this event.
That's right. And, of course, sitting here with Wardi Zosea Lahash, one of the organizers of this whole event here, and quite an event it has turned out to be. And I want to thank you again for joining us. I understand that you're really busy because, you know, you got to, you know, see how things are going over this place, and it's going really well.
Yeah. Nyawako watanen.
Yo. This is K1037's live coverage from the Knights of Columbus Hall. This is the Language and Culture Fair, and we got tons of guests rolling in here, and one of K103's own actually had a show, or he spent a few hours on K103 yesterday. I'm joined by Joe McGregor. Hey,
Joe.
You're going to say something, Joe? Will help me out here and tell some stories or something?
Well, I'm just here to hear your voice. That's a gift enough for me is to hear you speak. And I think for a lot of people in Kahanawake, it's been a long time now that you took the step to use the gift that you have and bring it to the community, along with Leo and Joe Deere before that, and Joe Dove and people like that. But the people who use the older style language are there's less and less, so it truly is a gift that you're still with us and that you still continue to do. Last night's show was excellent.
That it was.
Yeah, especially when Paul came in, and then you guys started to really get rolling, and then Wayagerdo came by a little later on.
Yeah.
A lot of fun, and an event like this has been a long time coming.
Yes, Joe. Yeah. I just want to, you know, further this, how I feel about these days, about our language, and how quickly we're aging. And I want to bring this to the people that I'll do anything in my power to, as far as I'm healthy, Leo Daibo and I, my great friend, and we get trouble together. But other than that, you know, we're fine heart. Every word that we find, we remember. The old words. This is Joe. This is the thing. Today they're teaching a lot of these children, the young people. They're good now in the language. They sound good. The accent is very very close to perfect now. That's a good thing to hear. But what are we trying to do, Leo and I? There's a lot of words that we don't use today that we saw when we were young. So I don't want to take this. We talk about this, Leo and I. We don't want to take what we know to the grave, to the gravesite. We want to pass it on. Every little thing, detail, our body parts, whatever it's called, women and men, is very important now. I was telling the young women that were involved with a few lessons that I gave Leo and I a few weeks ago. And they were very interested now to learn the names of their body parts, because for many years they were very shy about it. And these young women, it's very important for them, because they're going to be the teachers of tomorrow. And one day when we'll all be gone, these young children, they're going to be their children or their grandchildren, they might ask them, what is this called? They wouldn't know. And there'll be no way for them to find out. So we're doing our best, Leo and I, to bring every single old words to their attention, for them to learn. Because Leo and I were the last line of growing up with all this. So this is the end for the English part, I guess, eh? No, he gave us the sign here, the young man here.
We're just talking about how much time till the news comes on. And
he scared me, you know.
Yeah. No, we don't want to scare anybody.
Yeah. No.
It's all safe, folks. Safe radio. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. But, you know, for us at K103, it's very important. I think today and yesterday were really good days of broadcasting. Mm-hmm. I know Denon does a great show with the gang every day, but to get out and actually be among the people to do a show, it's a little different vibe, isn't it?
It's different, but I tell you, Ed is a heck of a lot of fun, that's for sure. Just to be a part of, you know, a part of the community. Not to say that we're not, but, you know, when we're in studio, it's like me and my Jake. We're just talking to each other. We don't know if anybody's listening, but now we actually get to see, you know, the faces that...
I'm going to tell you something. For I've been on the air for I don't know how many years already. And I always thought that very few people listen to us. And I mentioned this to the program director. No, he says, he showed me the computer, whatever, the internet. Mm-hmm. He says there's so many, it's full of people that listen to us. Not only here, but all over the place.
All over the world.
Yeah, they don't know what we're talking about. People call me from Chattanooga and places like that. They said, we don't know what you're talking about, but you must be having fun because you're always laughing. No, but this is what our plan is, Leo and I. Since there's so much sadness in the world, especially this summer, past summer, sadness here. I did my best to put those people in a good mind, the families. We did the funerals, the wakes for them, the 10-day feast, or whatever they did. If they want to pray in the Catholic way, I'm just like the priest. I grew up with the priest, so I can do that.
You know, something that, if I think of myself, I was from that generation. We didn't learn very much Mohawk than your hand, but I understand quite a bit. I hear it all the time. For a person like me, I work, and at work, if I'm at work and I'm working through lunch, I'm listening to you guys. And there's a certain night, like you say, nice feeling. It makes me think of how it used to be when I used to go to my estas and they're making cornbread on the highway there, and nobody spoke English. Some of them didn't even know how to speak English. My great grandmother, if she said hello and goodbye, and that's about it. Everything else was ganyageha. And So it kind of reminds me of that, because it has that old sound of it, and it's very relaxing and reassuring.
You know one thing, when we were transferred from the one-room school on the 207, and they brought us to the village here, we were very shocked as young people from the farm. There was nobody spoke English, Mohawk, in the village. This language came back from the farm area. After the Seaway, a lot of people from the farm moved here. And that's why, and your family, the Delarones, are a big, big thing about that, because they stood their language. It's amazing. And I wanted to thank you young, I don't know your name, but I thought last night you did a beautiful job. Wonderful job, a real, real professional. And well, Joe here, what can I say? Joe is all over the place, and I believe that the people always want him to MC something that's going on, because he does things from his heart. And take like myself, I don't choose take any sides. I love everybody equally, and I like to spread happiness in the world with laughter. So much pain in the world, and it's because we're not really don't know why we do things, because we have leaders that tell us to do something, and sometimes we need to use our own minds, because everybody should have the right to believe where they want, with their faith, to be anywhere. And our kids, they choose where they want to be. It's not that it's right. It's right for them, maybe.
Exactly.
So I believe we're all, if we all think that way, Joe, we'd have a beautiful world. Because not only we love each other, because love is cheap, it's important to respect each other, because that's what we're lacking. We respect each other, your ways, their ways, and if we respect that, we have a beautiful world. It could be so much peace. It might be boring, Joe, but that's what I'm striving for. If I live long enough, I'll do my best to bring the old words back, whatever we can. Leo and I, we're both have the same idea, and I'll do things no matter where. I'm trying to get the old word out. We don't have much time, Joe. For the last line, Leo and I, our age group, for the last line, there's some here, the elders, right now, they become very treasured now. They're treasured, because when they all go, you're going to lose everything. Who knows, you know, the last 500 years, how much language we lost. We'll never know. I got the words back to the traditional people, because they kept the old ways. And they have a way of bundling the words, because our language, our words are long. So when they do a ceremony, they found a way to bundle that. Everything is included, shorter but beautiful.
Well, those words were beautiful, and we definitely appreciate and cherish every single word that you share with us, Joe.
Thank you.
Very beautifully put. And, of course, you're going to be hanging around here for a while. We can find you.
I'll be with my wife, my woman.
He's off. I think he's going to get something to eat over here. Yeah. But definitely appreciate you. Thanks you for stopping in, and for everything you do, for not only for, you know, for us here at K103, but for the community. And just,
I'm honored.
Yamagoa. We're going to throw things back to K103.7 right now, or the studio rather, because Brandy's going to have a look at your K103.7 news headline.
Chateauguay Mayor Pierre-Paul Routsier and four members of his city council met with chief and council this morning. The meeting was the first since Mayor Routsier was elected in the fall of 2017, replacing Nathalie Simone. Joe Delarones, the MCK's political press attaché, told us how the meeting went.
It was really important for the Chateauguay council, mayor and council, to hear Caughnawaga's story. And the beginning of the meeting, a lot of it went toward just explaining who we are and the situation we find ourselves in and the history. So after that, they talked about economic development and future meetings and things like that. But all in all, I think it was a great start. A lot of smiling faces when the meeting was over.
First Nations chiefs in Quebec, along with the First Nations Education Council, FNAC, met in Montreal today to discuss issues related to education in their communities. Robin Delarond, Louis-John Diabo, and Deidre Diome of the Gatnawake Education Center attended. The 138 East access to the 20 West after the Mercy Bridge will be closed tonight from 11 p.m. until 5 a.m. tomorrow for inspection work. That's a look at K103.7 News. K103.7 traffic. Mercy Bridge is busy from the 20 to the southbound bridge, while Champlain is slowing from the Turcotte to the bridge. 20 East still heavy from 55th Avenue to 1st Avenue. 20 West is from Fenelon to Sources. 13 North, Hickmore to Onibarossa. 13 South, Hickmore to the 20. Tacarry North is slowing down from Queen Mary to the top, while Tacarry South is still pretty heavy all through its length. 40 East, Cavendish to Tacarry. 40 West is busy from Cavendish to the 13 and again from Halpern to Sources. This traffic update is sponsored by The Rail. Feed your appetite with one of their specialty crepe dishes or try their gourmet French toast. Always open, always satisfying. The Rail, open 24/7, Route 138 in Gatnawaga. K103.7 Sports. According to UFC President Dana White, a warrant has been issued for MMA star Conor McGregor's arrest in Brooklyn following an incident at Thursday's UFC 223 Media Day. At the 82nd Masters, Canada's Adam Hadwin finished at 3-under and is currently tied for second, one stroke behind Tony Finau. Canadian Mike Weir finished at 4-over. Tiger Woods finished at 1-over. In the NHL, the Boston Bruins visit Florida tonight at 7:30. The Montreal Canadiens are in Detroit at 7:30. That's a look at K103.7 Sports.
And now, K103.7 Weather.
Tonight, getting cloudy overnight with winds gusting to 50, low minus 5. Tomorrow, mix of sun and cloud, but getting even more cloudy near noon with 2 centimeters of snow expected, high plus 3. Saturday, mix of sun and cloud with 40% chance of flurries, high plus 2. Currently in Gatnawaga, it is sunny and minus 4. For K103.7 News, I'm Brandy Jacobs. This portion of the Language and Culture Fair live broadcast from the Knights of Columbus in Gatnawaga is brought to you in part by Timmy Deer, Deidre Diome, and family, who strongly support efforts to revitalize our language and culture.
Welcome back to K103.7's coverage of the Language and Culture Fair, which is taking place at the Knights of Columbus Hall all the way up until 8 p.m. this evening. Come on down, bring the whole family. It's a free event, and you get to check out all these great displays from different organizations from the community and elsewhere. We have education, we have schools, we have survival skills, actually, and a lot more.
And we have puppets.
And we have puppets, too.
We have puppets as well. So I'm Regan Tarbell. I'm on again.
She's back for her hourly dose.
Definitely. I just wanted to mention how nice it was. We had two student volunteers from the Ruddy Wooden Airness program who dressed up in our life-size Duda and Dunawa Guardi dolls and, you know, here to take pictures with people. And it was so nice that they came out and immediately they were kind of like flocked to by the people of all ages wanting to take pictures with them.
Instant celebrities,
these
guys.
Instant celebrities, yes. They're very, our Gunawaga's own.
They actually sat next to us. I want to get them on for an interview, but they were a little shy, I guess, you know, like, they're really busy, so they didn't have time for words.
They were very busy, and one thing I wanted to just point out, too, is that the young children who are very familiar with the show, when they went to them, you know, they're speaking the language, Ganegeha, and it was just so nice. And even though being in the puppet costume, they can't really speak, but, you know, those are two of our students, so they can speak. Mm-hmm. And so just a little awkward there, but definitely a great opportunity, really something to see. You know, they're instantly recognizable, and that's one of the things that we're really proud of at the one of the things. There's a lot of things to be proud of at the Cultural Center.
Well, I want to go over that with Duda Dunno Oguardi. 15 seasons, I hear.
Going into our 15th
season.
Going
into the 15th season, and just like imagining from season one, like, you ever imagine coming up all the way to 15 seasons? We made it this far, you know?
I'd have to defer that to Goanoho, because she's the artistic director. But probably when it first got started, I don't know if it was looked at like as a short term or a pilot project, but I think definitely now it's kind of woven into the fabric of our community and, of course,
really
the Cultural Center. So it's not going anywhere. It's staying. We'll tackle the next 15 seasons as well.
Joe and myself, we keep making the joke that Oguardi, you know, he started the season as a young boy now, but, you know, 15 seasons later, he's a man now, but, you know, he's still got, you know, a nice young voice.
Yes,
you know?
Definitely. And one other thing I wanted to just mention, too, is, you know, the Joe and Leo show that's on every Wednesday on K103. We had a lady come by the booth today. She has an aunt who lives in Buffalo, and she's a speaker, and she doesn't have anybody to speak to. So she was asking about how she can hear the show. She wants to send her some tapes. Unfortunately, we don't have that anymore. We upload everything to SoundCloud, and it's for free. But I let her know that we would burn some CDs for her to send to her aunt. And it just shows how much of a reach that we have, some of our programs have in the community. You know, there's this woman in Buffalo, and this is the only way she can hear the language. You know, so that's, you know, it's unfortunate she doesn't have anybody to converse with, but at least she has this.
I forgot who it was exactly I was talking with yesterday about how far our language goes. And the person said it goes all the way as far as Germany, where they're speaking fluent Kanyakeha, all the way on the other side of the world. And that, you know, it's amazing that it of course, it reaches that far, but, you know, that Kanawagirono are just, you know, we point down, we're pretty much pointing right at them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it goes that far, yeah. And that's sort of like what the purpose is for this this event happening here today, with not only the language, but, you know, showing our ways, and it's open for everybody too.
Yes, definitely. And it still, if you haven't come by yet, we're here until 8 o'clock. And actually, just another plug for our Dududano Guardi dolls. We are raffling off a set of Dududano Guardi dolls at 7 o'clock. They're 3 for $5, and it's a fundraiser for the Cultural Center.
You get to bring home your own Dududano Guardi. Yes. That sounds like a good time.
Yes.
joined by another famous Kanawagirono right here. We got Aguirre Dake Martin joining us.
Who's that? Aguirre Dake. Aguirre Dake.
Aguirre Dake.
I'm on fire. You got to remember that.
That's great. Well, welcome to our show here, and welcome to the Language and Culture Fair.
Yeah, well, I welcome you. I've been here a bit, so it's going really great.
What do you think of what's going on here so far?
Oh, it's a beautiful, fun, relaxed time to see friends and family and elders, and it's great.
I'm sure you're jumping around from table to table.
I love it. I'm a social Kanyakeha butterfly. Not in English, though. I will never do this in English. In Kanyakeha, it's my comfort zone.
Oh, so this is, you know, everybody, like, there's a lot of speakers in here, so you can converse, you can spend all afternoon here.
Exactly.
Not only for yourself, but, like, for, you know, our listeners as well. If they want to come in, you know, share a few words, and also just listen to the words as well. There's an elders table set up right in the center where you can sit down and, you know, have a discussion.
It's the place to be.
It's the place to be. I would imagine you sat there a few times. And
I love to sit there. It's the only place it's the best place to sit. It's front seat of the show. So
when you came in here today, did you have any idea what was going on?
I kind of had ideas because I've heard about it before. So I've heard discussions. So I was aware of what was going to happen. So coming in, I wasn't surprised. It was just a breath of fresh air. I knew what was going to happen. I knew where I was going to sit, and I knew what I was going to ask.
You know where your friends were. You went,
yep.
Beeline. Now, I would imagine you were the one of the first to jump into the language program.
Yeah, it was the first year, 2002.
2002, mm-hmm. So 15, 16 years ago now.
It's been a while.
And it's still going strong.
Yeah.
From, you know, somebody who was one of the first in the program to do so, mm-hmm. How does the program look to you now? You know, like, it grew so much. And
it grew, can you say that again?
Well, yeah, sure.
Such a loaded question.
Yeah, with you being part of the you know, the inaugural mm-hmm. session of the language program, you know, looking ahead at to where it is now, mm-hmm. you know, what does it look like to you when you see it come this far?
I'm very proud of it because it's changed our community in so many different ways. It gave so much pride to families, to individuals, to different factions, different religions. Oh, they're making some kind of wood stuff over here. They're burning stuff.
Yeah, that's Dave McCumber showing a few things.
It changed the community, I think. It gave a more of a cultural language push and support in their identity. So I see that it's done a lot.
and how it when you first joined it,
mm-hmm.
were you how well versed were you in Ganyageha?
I knew things. I wasn't a very good conversationalist, obviously. I couldn't really speak that well, but we knew stuff, and I knew stuff. There was stuff in my mind, but we just needed that rekindling. It had to be brought back more. So,
and it was through this program?
Through the program. Not only that, the program, but then the work that has to be done afterwards, because it's something that you don't just learn once and it's there. It took 16 years to get to where I am. It's day after day, year after year, you have to keep using it. Because if you really don't use it, you are going to lose it, no matter how fluent you become. Even for elders, sometimes they'll wonder, well, what's this word? How do you say it? Because they forget, too. Because the community doesn't speak that much anymore. You can't go anywhere.
Yeah. With yourself being one of the first ones, I would imagine you're working now for the language. And
I was working there. Now I work at Kahnawake Survival School.
Are you a Ganyageha teacher?
Yep, still a Ganyageha teacher.
That's great. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And that just goes to show like how successful that program was. That mm-hmm. You're able to not only gain a career out of it,
mm-hmm.
but also spread the language and the culture via education.
Yeah, it's a huge thing, I find, because all of our lives we've always heard, and we still hear people saying that, well, the language is useless, it's not going to get you anywhere, you're not going to get a job, there's nothing wit to it. They just say, oh, it's a language and it's not going to put food on the table, but it's a lie. It's a blatant self-hating lie that the colonizers gave to us. So, but I've noticed just before I started that program, there was one of our elders that passed away, Watsanine Sawyer, and she was my teacher as a child, and she told me during this summer job before I started this whole program, this whole journey, she saw me and she yelled at us all in her yard. We're cutting her grass, and she's like, I want to tell you that my language put food on the table, my language paid the bills, my language fed my family and put a roof over my head. The language is not useless. It pays well, it helps you in life, and that's what I remember thinking that, you know what? She's right. She got it right, that our language is not useless. No matter of how much people think that we have to speak English or we have to speak French, we don't have to. Because I don't want to go on a tangent and get angry, but our language has use. It has power in this world, and we in Kahnawake have to recognize that and not be ashamed of our language and the power it has, because you know what? We're worth a place. We're worth it to have a place in this world language-wise. Because French is going to be there. They have their own people to take care of their language. They're not going to save our language but us. So it's a huge, huge thing.
See, that's the importance of not only this the session that you took part of,
mm-hmm.
but also the event that's taking place here today,
mm-hmm.
with the Language and Culture Fair. And I want to thank you, Greta Deka, for coming on, sharing your words.
Yeah, for having me.
And you can go sit with the elders again.
Yeah, I'm going to soak up all those words.
All right, Nyawa Goa. We're going to take a little break here on K103's 7th coverage of the Language and Culture Fair at the Knights of Columbus Hall. We're going to turn things over to Brandy Jacobs. She's going to have another look at the traffic.